you've got the ex-chief scientist or whatever at Moderna saying that this is the devil is definitely in the details of RNA sequencing and, you know, the COVID genome sequencing. So what do they mean by that? And this, these are the things I'm finding that go back to 2014 and 2020. And I don't know what they mean by the devil. I kind of get a, you know, an idea of what they mean by it. But I would like to ask them, what do they mean by that? Because if I've read through the paperwork and, you know, I'm not an expert, you know, at what
well,
I'm
but
reading.
Let's be clear. These are smart people, you know, whether they're in, you know, they're not smart for engaging in mad science, but, you know, they're smart enough to be able to engage in it. They don't work in coincidence. They don't say, oh, the devil's in the details. And then you look at the details of SM-102 and it's connected to luciferase. So to me, that's not a coincidence. That's subliminal messaging.
We're launching our 2021 Memorial Week specials. And right now we've got store-wide free shipping. We've got double Patriot points. We've got 40% off on DNA Force Plus, sold out for 7 months. We've got 50% off on Ultra 12, 50% off on Vaso Beads, 50% off on Alpha Power. These are all incredible products. I can talk about each one for several minutes, but a lot of you have already used them. Some of you haven't. You got to go check these out. These are all top of the line formulas. Some of them clones of bestsellers, others original formulations that we came up with top developers to blow people away. And it's all there. There's a bunch of other big specials on water filtration, air filtration, too many sales and specials to mention them all here today. But whatever you do, go to InfoWarsStore.com with store free shipping and double Patriot points. And sold out for 7 months, DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10 that's been sold out is now back in stock, 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com.
And in Orange County, an X-ray technician has died after getting his second dose of the Pfizer vaccine. According to the OC Register, 60-year-old Tim Cook had an adverse reaction within just hours of getting that second shot, and he died within a matter of days.
We're learning more tonight about the mysterious death of a man who died just hours after getting the COVID-19 vaccine.
A local woman says her mother died 2 days ago after receiving the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
And now she believes the dose is what caused her mother's sudden death.
State health officials are investigating after an elderly man dies shortly after receiving a COVID vaccine.
Last month, a Tennessee woman who was left partially paralyzed after getting her second dose of the Pfizer vaccine is up and walking again.
Only 11 spoke with a local woman who says she lost feeling in much of her body just hours after getting Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine.
The Orange County Coroner's Office is investigating the death of a woman who passed away several days after getting her second Moderna vaccine. The family says the mother and grandmother was healthy before she got her shot and that her sudden death came as a shock.
And it was the scariest thing in the world to go to sleep completely fine, walking, to wake up at 1:30 in the morning and not be able to move at all.
We'll begin tonight, though, with a West Michigan mother's death 11 days after receiving the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
States all around the nation now, including here in the Commonwealth, putting a pause on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
This comes after reports of a possible rare disorder, including blood clots found in 6 women. One died. And we are following breaking news tonight. We have just learned the death of a Virginia woman is linked from the Virginia Department of Health.
Concerns around the safety of the AstraZeneca vaccine have been realized here in Australia, with medical experts confirming the death of a Central Coast woman is likely linked to the jab.
The Facebook picture that captured Augusta Turiaco's delight at getting a COVID vaccine. The 55-year-old Italian posting "Fatto, done" on March the 11th. Despite developing a headache and feeling unwell afterwards, she returned to her work as a music teacher. Posting again to reassure friends, saying everything will be all right. Sadly, it was not to be. Her condition worsened, she fell into a coma and died 19 days after having the AstraZeneca injection.
A national panel to monitor adverse effects following immunization.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is the latest from Titans of Liberty. That is just not even half of the compilation put together now. And Titans of Liberty is now the newest addition to the channels at band.video. We're very excited about this. That video is already going viral. from Jason Lowe of Titans of Liberty. And Jason joins me now. You sent me this, I guess, 2 days ago, maybe it is now. You said it's the most important video you've ever done. You've done a lot of videos. You've done a lot of work over the days, boots on the ground stuff, going into grocery stores, warning them about the vaccine and everything. And so now here you are with this compilation. You've been banned everywhere. So now you have your channel at banned.video. But talk about putting that video together and going through the compilation of all those news clips where it's just local news, mainstream news admitting, yep, the vaccine is killing people.
Well, that's why it's so important. This is crazy what's going on to humanity. And if you go to the CDC website, it says safe and effective. So I figured, why not post that along with the video as a screenshot, you know, on the side and just show what's going on. I actually went to YouTube and found these videos quick. I mean, all you have to do is look up vaccine injuries. And I was actually looking for the one female that was paralyzed and she's back up walking again. And then they just reined in after that. And I said, man, this is out of control. I need to put a montage together so people can see. And this video, if I save one life with this video, because I mean, if after you watch this video, if you really feel like taking the vaccine, I don't know what to tell you after this. But if we can save one life with this video, then it was worth it. All glory to God. I'm just glad for the opportunity to be on banned.video and help out and wake humanity up to what's really going on.
Well, and imagine, like you said, they say safe and effective, and they call you a conspiracy theorist or will censor you from a social media site if you post anything negative about the vaccine. But it's like, this is admitted stuff. You're not reporting on anything that's not already out there, that's not already admitted. It's like they just don't want that real human connection from going from the TV screen and someone else's story to understanding, no, that can be you. That's you going into the vaccine clinic right now.
Right. And as you know, I went the other day to CVS and to Publix, also Walmart, to pick up the fact sheets for the Moderna and Pfizer vaccine. The Walmart section was closed at the pharmacy. And what I found was appalling. You were reading it the other day online, I mean, you know, to the crowd for on Alex's show. And it's crazy to see on the first line of it's the Pfizer vaccine or the Moderna. It says, you know, this vaccine is not guaranteed to be safe, effective, or appropriate for you. And now that's the first line of the fact sheet. That should raise red flags, but it only gets worse. Then it gives you the symptoms, and then it says, oh, by the way, these might not be all of the side effects. Oh, by the way, this can cause anaphylaxis, you know? And then look at this poor girl here, and she says in the beginning of the video, and I noticed this was a trend with all these videos, they're like, oh, we don't know if it was the vaccine, but she died 2 hours right after she took the vaccine, or she was paralyzed. Right. You know, she woke up paralyzed. And we don't know if it's the vaccine or not. But the CDC says it's safe and effective. And so does Fauci. So, you know, it's okay. Take it. It's just a normal vaccine. Well, we know it's not.
Well, and it's just like, why would you even be, if you were doing a scientific experiment, you would be honest about your results. You'd be like, okay, here's the results. Here's people dying. Here's the side effects. You'd be like, okay, we're going to catalog this. We're going to know. All right, this is what's going on with the experiment. But it's like they don't even want to catalog this. They're not even running a real experiment. I mean, this is just a eugenics program. Release the vaccine. People die. Side effects. Long-term side effects. We don't care. Just do it. So it's almost not even doing it justice to call it an experiment, because if it wasn't, if they were doing an actual experiment, they'd be cataloging all of this data. They'd be being honest about it. They'd be transparent.
Right.
No, they're covering it all up. So this is just mad science on the loose, just being released into the community.
An investigational vaccine, and I'm sure they've done plenty of tests, and they know exactly what they're doing to us.
Well, and of course, we've gone now from them denying the Wuhan lab leak theory. Okay, now we're pretty much all accepting that now, I guess. So when are they going to start? It's like, when do they go to the next level, though, and say, what about Event 201? What about Crimson Contagion? What about all the predictive programming and the media and the Olympics and everything? But it's like, if we can't even be honest about our neighbors and our family members getting seriously ill or dying from this experimental jab, then how are we ever going to go back and look at all the root causes of the lies that got us to this point?
Just gave me chills, brother. You know, it's crazy. I just asked God to guide me and to show and expose these people. And, you know, the other day I was looking into just the injuries and stuff and the SM-102 and you know, the whole thing with the 90% chloroform and it's only 10% SM-102 with that mixture at the Cayman Chemical site that they're selling. So they're saying, oh, you know, it's debunked or whatever. But I was looking into the SM-102 and I find out they've been writing papers since 2014. That video is also on my channel, saying that the devil is in the details of RNA sequencing. You've got the ex-chief scientist or whatever at Moderna saying that this is the devil is definitely in the details of RNA sequencing and, you know, the COVID genome sequencing. So what do they mean by that? And these are the things I'm finding that go back to 2014 and 2020. And I don't know what they mean by the devil. I kind of get an idea of what they mean by it, but I would like to ask them, what do they mean by that? Because if I've read through the paperwork and, you know, I'm not an expert, you know, at whatever.
Well, but let's be clear. These are smart people, you know, whether they're in, you know, they're not smart for engaging in mad science, but, you know, they're smart enough to be able to engage in it. They don't work in coincidence. They don't say, oh, the devil's in the details. And then you look at the details of SM-102 and it's connected to luciferase. So to me, that's not a coincidence. That's subliminal messaging.
Right. Right. And then you see the luciferase, or I call it luciferase. Somebody got on me for that. But anyway, you see that played out with the mice in the studies. Right. So how do we know that's not in the vaccine? It even says on some of these vaccines that not everything is listed on the sheet.
Oh, yeah. Imagine that.
And we don't know.
Oh, my God. Hey, Jason, stay right there. I got the stack of vaccine news. Just stay right there. Let's get into more of this news on the other side. And look at all these people that have died, folks. This is all documented. The latest addition to band.video is the Titans of Liberty channel. Jason Lowe's done a lot of great work, featured here on the War Room throughout the years. And now he's been banned everywhere. So that earns you the credentials to get the new channel at band.video. And he's put up so many great videos, already getting hundreds of thousands of views. But yeah, here's the diabolical advice that our government gives us right now. Avoid sunlight and fresh air as much as possible. Trap bacteria and germs on your face for at least 8 hours a day. Watch television news propaganda daily. Instill a sense of anxiety and fear in your children. Get injected with untested vaccines. And it seems like a cartoon. It seems like a troll, like a joke. No, that's actually what they're telling you. You couldn't even make this stuff up if you wanted to. It's beyond 1984. And you have actually now the president of Microsoft is like, is he joking with us when he says the president of Microsoft says Orwell's 1984 could happen by 2024? It's from the BBC.com. I mean, that's as mainstream as it gets right there. So they see it coming too. But maybe to a certain level, it's kind of like, they were just building technology and stuff. Now they don't even realize what they've unleashed. And now they're even getting, you know, mopped up in it too. And it's like, oh my gosh, what have we done type of situation? But with these vaccines, it's truly diabolical. And so Jason Lowe is with us here. I wanted to go over some of the latest news with us. We already knew this, Jason, but it's just another study on top of another study on top of another study. New study done at the University of Louisville. Masks did not slow the COVID spread. So again, this is like the fifth or sixth study just in recent history that we've had of this. And Fauci already wrote scholarly medical literature decades ago saying that masks actually cause the spread of disease. So it's like, how many more of these studies do we have to see? But it doesn't matter. You still have people walking around in face masks.
Yeah. Well, you know, you touch your mask here, you touch your mask there, you touch your phone, you touch everything else. It's all a joke. It's all a sign of slavery. It's all a sign of being a slave to the New World Order. And it's all a sign of, hey, let's just keep this fear going that way. And we already knew this is going to start with the mask of the beast. You get to the mark of the beast. I mean, that's what we're getting to. I mean, we're literally pages away. Okay. It's setting it's footsteps, you know. When you're going hunting or, you're following a trail, you see footsteps and, you're getting to the destination. Well, we know what the destination is. China's already called for a global social credit score. That's anti-American. I'm glad I'm in Florida and we have DeSantis, but this is crazy. And I just want to make clear the record here. Giuseppe Ciaramella is the former head of infectious diseases at Moderna. And he's the one that said the devil is absolutely in the details as far as LNPs are concerned. In 2020. So I just wanted to correct that. And the other article was SARS-CoV-2 sequencing data, the devil is in the genomic detail. And that's the American Society for Microbiology. Another one was written, one of the guys is a geneticist, Anton Kratz, and then it's Piero Carnesi. The devil is in the details of RNA sequencing. That's back from 2014 in Nature Biotechnology. So, you know, I look at it this way. You know how ISIS makes their whoever they capture eat human flesh before they die because they believe that sends them straight to hell. Well, look what's going on now. They're trying to change your DNA. The devil's building an army. And, you know, that's how I look at it. And God says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. And sad enough, the churches are going along with this and they have no idea what they're putting inside their bodies. Everybody thinks it's a regular vaccine. It's not. I even go around saying vaccine, but it's not. We have to really talk about what it is. But we play their word games. We call these people Democrats when they're not. They're communists. You know, we got to stop playing their word games. We got to stop calling, what's his name? Caitlin, they call him Caitlin, but his real name is the gender dude. What's his name again?
Bruce Jenner.
Bruce Jenner. That's his real name. Let's call him that. Let's stop playing these games with these people and living in this false reality. The devil wants to turn everything. Oh, God, take that off the screen, please. The devil wants to turn everything around, man. And it's sick. It is very sick. But, you know, what can we do? But wake people up and put these videos together and show them the proof. Unfortunately, it's not going to be enough.
No, and really, they don't even care about the reality of the situation. They're bought into their propaganda. They're bought into their cult. Really? They're gonna commit suicide with the rest of the cult. It's the Jim Jones phenomenon just worldwide. But you know, it's even worse than just the mask not stopping the spread. You've got other doctors and scientists coming out. This came out of The Guardian today. Tens of thousands of avoidable COVID deaths. This was from, what's the individual's name here? Boris Johnson's former chief advisor, Dominic Cummings, saying tens of thousands of people did not have to die from COVID, but because of the way they handle it, he thinks that over 30,000 lives were cost. And so that's not just the lockdowns and the suicides and the mask spreading disease. But then you have the cancer treatments that went untreated and people died. And so it's just all of this stuff. You have American doctors saying the exact same thing. You have the CDC charts that just came out that show the correlation of COVID hospital deaths. You could impose both the charts up on one another. COVID hospital deaths versus COVID hospital incubators, putting them on the breathing machines, and it's the exact same chart. And it's like, oh, you were blowing people's lungs out, and when doctors were warning about that, they got censored.
Take off the damn mask and stop the madness. Ask yourself deep inside if you feel free. Ask yourself real deep inside.
Is that from one of your songs?
Maybe.
I had a feeling it was. But look at this.
It is, definitely.
Here's another one. BBC presenter dies from blood clots after AstraZeneca vaccine. I have these stories on my desk every day. Lisa Shaw. And then there's
against humanity.
And then there's this one. They won't say it. And so I saw John Davis, who was part of the Milli Vanilli famous band back in the 80s. They said he died and they're all saying, oh, died of COVID. But then you read the story and the quotes are really weird here. They say he died from COVID related causes, COVID related. And then his daughter says, my dad passed away this evening through the coronavirus. So there's very weird stuff here. Now, nowhere are they mentioning a vaccine. Now,
right.
Now I have to assume a vaccine came into play here at some point in time, because if he's going through COVID, as she says it, or COVID related, I mean, I would imagine they probably would have tried to vaccinate him at some point in time for this. Plus, he's obviously elderly. They wanted to give, and he's black. So he's right there with the first people they tried to vaccinate, but no mention of the vaccine. And they just say COVID related causes. I wonder if this is yet another COVID death, not from the vaccine, though, that they're saying is COVID.
Well, if you don't drop that 15 minutes after your vaccine shot, then it wasn't the vaccine, right? I mean, this is crazy. This is what's going on. People need to wake up to it. And we're going to continue to put these videos together to show people. We went out to Clearwater Beach today. We filmed. And we're asking people, vaccine or no vaccine, what do you think about Fauci? What do you think about Biden? And you'd be surprised.
And this is going to be up at Band.Video on the Titans of Liberty channel.
Should be up by tonight or tomorrow.
Wow. All right, Jason Lowe, thank you for joining us today, and we'll make sure to check out that video when it goes live.
Thank you for the opportunity. I really appreciate you guys for the Band Out video. Help out as much as you can. Thank you, guys.
And sadly, this is not going to stop, folks. The vaccine rollout is not stopping. The first guy that got the vaccine, William Shakespeare, somehow, first guy, he's dead. 6 months, dead.
Folks, I have something ridiculous to tell you. But first, let me give you the good news. TurboForce is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I've been taking your phone calls. I've been taking your emails. We've seen you put comments on our videos at Band Out Video. When's TurboForce back? When's TurboForce back? I'm missing my TurboForce. It's been out of stock because of the supply chain shortages. We've had trouble getting it. It's been out of stock for months. But now the good news, it's back in stock. So finally, I'm suggesting to you, get stocked up on this. It's harder to get TurboForce with the supply shortages. This is one of our most popular products. It's 10 hours of clean energy. Truck drivers love it. Workout enthusiasts love it. My crew loves it. The InfoWars crew loves it. That works all the time. TurboForce back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. But here's the ridiculous part. We could sell this at full price right now. That's how great the demand is. But Alex has decided we're going to sell it at 40% off. So even though demand is off the charts, and even though it's even hard to get this back in stock, we're bringing it back at 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So again, folks, if you're like me, if you're like a lot of the crew, if you're like a lot of people in this audience, and you really enjoy TurboForce, stock up on it when it's 40% off. Once this sells out, who knows when it's going to be back in stock. It took us about 4 months this last time. Could be worse next time. Hopefully it's not so bad, but you never know. So stock up on this. Get 4, 5, 6 boxes. Give one to a family member or a friend. Say, hey, this is the best energy drink I've ever had. Mix it with water. Mix it with juice. Whatever. TurboForce back in stock. 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. So stock up now. TurboForce, one of the most popular, high-rated products, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. And, as always, it funds all the work that we do here at the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas.